And just by a brief way of some cleanup, I'll answer more questions later, but just to make one thing clear.
我很快的澄清一下，因为有已经有问题来了，你后面还会讨论，但是有一点我想先澄清一下。
When we're speaking about the decree of salvation coming after the fall, what I mean by that is that the decree of salvation is always given in light of the fact that God is decreeing a fall.
当我前面说的神关于救恩的谕旨或者定旨发生在堕落之后，它有个前提，就是
in light of the fact that he has decreed a fall.
它的前提就是神已经预定了人的堕落。
Both are prehistory.
所以刚才说的这个顺序，神预定了救恩是因为堕落之后，但是神预定这个堕落之后救恩的前提是神已经预定了堕落。
But even the very logic of ordaining salvation, the question is, he's ordaining salvation from what?
就是从我们人的前后逻辑上说，神预定了救恩，他预定，那为什么预定救恩呢？
He's decreeing salvation in light of the fact that a fall has been decreed.
所以从我们能够理解的我们的逻辑上说，神之所以预定救恩是因为他已经预定了堕落。
Or there would be nothing to save from.
那么要不然的话就再立不住。或者说不然的话就他就没有东西可以救，没有人可以救。
Both happened in eternity past prior to any creation.
所以这两件事情，这两个预旨，都是在历史还没有成为现实之前，任何万物还没有被造之前，早就有了。
Everyone was clear on that?
这个清楚吗？这个就是救恩的预定和堕落的预定，这两个预定预旨早就存在。
The good news is anything that goes wrong during these studies.
有一件事情我们知道很好，就是我们在这讨论当中
any heresy that takes place,
任何有一段出现的话
I can just blame on the translator.
有一个可以要担当责任的，那就是我的，那个犯错了，他不负责任。
We'll stay out of heresy, I promise. All right, we're going to start on chapter 5 of Providence. And I will answer the other questions that came when we come back from the lunch hour. Notice this chapter comes immediately following the chapter on creation.
注意一下，这一章直接就跟在创世之后。
And we see that this is answering the question of how God maintains what he has just made.
这个库里之功所要回答的就是神既然造了这个世界，他是怎么样来维持这个世界，管理这个世界。
So God not only speaks the world into existence.
神不但是用他的话语造了这个世界。
But he also upholds and sustains and cares for that creation.
他并且维系这个世界，使这个世界能够继续的存在运转下去。
And that is what we are talking about when we speak of the doctrine of providence, is God's intimate dealings with his creation.
所以这个翻译也很好，叫护理之功，就是神是怎样保护管理这个世界。
So you'll notice in the notes.That God is personally involved with the unfolding of creation and history.
所以这个教义上说，神亲自参与历史的演变。
He ordains it, and then he is there sustaining it as it takes place.
他不但预定了它，他也亲自参与、亲自维护、亲自管理。
This reinforces the doctrine of immanence that we.Preach a God who is not only holy and therefore distinct and distant in type from his creation.
所以这一点也可以在我们谈到论到像神论到神的那个无限圣洁崇高上面，也同时也知道这位神不仅是
So God is not the creation. We don't teach pantheism.
我们所教导的不是一位神，或者泛神，到处都是神。这位神是直接的参与他所造的事情。
But he is not far away like the God of deism.
他不像其他的神远离我们。
He is here and present and intimately involved with every detail of his creation.
他就在这里，他和世界上所发生的任何一件事情的任何细节直接有关。
He governs and oversees all things to ensure that the plan he has ordained comes to pass exactly as he has ordained it.
他之所以事无巨细的直接参与，是为了确保他的计划按他的旨意执行。
This includes the physical world.
这个就包括我们所能见的物质世界。
So he sends water.
所以他造了水。
In order that crops might grow and the world and all of its creatures might be fed.
植物可以生长，可以喂养地上的生物。
He gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
他可以让人有饭吃，动物有草吃。
He oversees all the nations of men.
他也掌管所有的国家民族。
He draws the lines of their borders. He chooses their kings and rulers.
他定地上的人的界限，安立他们的王，他们的执政掌权的。
He is in direct control over our personal successes and failures.
他直接掌管我们个人生活中的成功也好，失败也好。
It is he who gives blessing. It is he who withholds.
祝福来自神，神有时候也暂时让祝福没有临到我。
He lifts one man up and puts another man down.
他是一个人抬高，是另外一个人降卑。
He even oversees the so-called chance happenings and accidents in our lives.
在我们生活中，我们概念中所发生的偶然，也同样在他的掌管之下。
And as we've already mentioned, he supplies all of our needs.
所以我们刚才也说过，他提供了我们生存的一切。
This is hard, I think, for people to fully understand and want to embrace.
要真正的理解这一条，完全接受这一条，其实很难。
And a lot of times, even Christians believe it's somewhat beneath God to be this involved in the world.
其实很多基督徒在他们的概念里面也认为，地上这些小事，我们生活中的这些琐碎，这是神在神的掌管之外的。神其实管不会管着我们这么多。
I mean, does God really care about who wins the Olympics? Doesn't he have bigger things to do?
神难道没有其他大事要做吗？连奥运会谁得冠军他都得管吗？
And yet the Bible makes plain that God is involved with the smallest details in this world.
圣经的确确说，世界上最小的事情神照样管。
To where if you are going bald, take heart, you're only going bald as quickly as God wants you to.
甚至到了我们年龄看上去还不大，已经开始秃头的话，也是在他的掌
控。Isn't that what Jesus says? That the very hairs of our head, which seems like an insignificant thing, are all numbered.
是不是？所以刚才我们说大家都笑了，耶稣是说连你们头上的头发他都数过，这难道不是小事吗？
My wife and daughter both have very huge heads of hair.
我太太和女儿头发又粗又长。
And they lose probably hundreds per week.
每个礼拜都掉那么多。
I know because I have to fix the plumbing.
因为我怎么知道他们掉那么多？家里面通阴沟是我的事。
And yet God says that not one of those is unaccounted for.
但神却说，这些事情他都知道。
He knows the names, he knows the number of the stars in the sky, he calls them each by a name.
神天上的每一个星宿，神都能够叫出他们的名字。
Is that translated there? You may have Zolfin read that if it is, the Spurgeon quote.
好，那个四部真的那段话，对，很好，已经翻译好了。我相信每一个粒子层里，在阳光里跳舞、移动，每一颗原子不会多余，也不会少于神的意愿。他下面的是那个要举例子啊，创象气船的雾霾，就水里面的很小的颗粒，天上的太阳都有它自己的轨道。那康随手转动的风车，像星星那么飘动，也同样在神的旨意里面。蚜虫爬过蔷薇花的花蕾，如灾难，瘟疫猖狂，或者是从树上掉下的这个叶子落叶，或者命运如雪崩一样的命运，就是凡事，不论事无巨细，凡事都是神的掌握之中。
And so notice with scripture, the big and the small is overseen by God fully.
所以说事无巨细，再小的再大的都在神的主权之下。
And it's overseen, again, by the God who is most holy, most wise, and most loving.
而且我们已经知道，被这位神所掌管的万事，这位掌管万事的神是最智慧、至圣、最圣洁。
It is based, his providence, as we've already seen, on his free, unchanging desires.
这一切的原因就是他自己的选择，他不变的旨意。
With the goal of his glory at the end of everything.
只有一个目的，就是万事的至终，就是为了他的荣耀。
And so in this sense, providence really does go from great to small.
所以从这个概念上说，护理之功的确是从大到小。
So if God desires a particular man to be elected president or prime minister or king,
所以从这个概念上说，假如神拣选了某一个人成为君王、成为祭司、成为牧师，
He doesn't merely control the life of the one who will be put into office.
他不仅仅是掌管这个人的生命和他要担任的位置。
But the period of history, the taste of the people, the upbringing and education of that society.
也包括了这个某一个人成为国家主席也好，君王也好，成为牧者也好，他所成长那个年代的历史，他所生活的经历，他个人的教育，他的一切。
Even down to the corruption of the counting of ballots, if that is indeed the case.
And 哪怕是这个人身上的堕落也一样。
Notice Proverbs 21:1.
箴言二十一章。
It's written on that page there.
已经列出了箴言。下面页第二页。第二页的第三条，神的护理不仅仅控制大世界，而且涉及到所有生活的最小一部分。那这下面就是引用的经文。
But notice the confession, as soon as it wants to say that God controls everything, every last detail of the creation.
所以请我们去这个教理，一提到神掌管万事的时候。
Says that this does not discount the fact of second causes.
神那个教理马上就说到，这点并不否认第二原因，万事的第二原因。
Some of these things that God oversees and ordains happen necessarily.
这个第二原因教理上也说，有些事情是一定会发生的。
Means they happen no matter what, no matter who tries to stop them.
这怎么说呢？就是。有某些事情一定会发生的事，不管谁做什么事情，试图阻止它发生。
They happen freely.
而且这些事情的发生是它在我们看来是自发的。
Meaning the actors involved don't feel some sort of outward compulsion. They do things because they want to do them.
也就是说，这个事件发生的时候，参与这个事件的人做这个他们所做的，完全出于他自己。没有任何外来的力量
And they happen contingently, which is probably the most difficult to understand.
在这一点上最难理解的时候，他们的所做的，我们说是按照他们自由的意愿做的，还是有前提条件的。所以说有一个前提条件，这一点很难理解。
That they come to us in history as real choices that have real consequences.
从历史的角度说，是这个事情的发生，他们所做的，是的确是真正发生的，是有是在历史上是有这个真正的事件，是真实的。
If we go this direction, these things will happen.
所以刚才说的前提呢？假如这件事情发生的时候是按这个方向，他是这么做的话，那么就会有这样的结果。
If we go on another, the whole different story will take place.
假如当时他改了一下主意，用另外一种方法做，那么另外一个结果就会出现。
And the scripture makes plain that God builds those in to the creation and His providence.
圣经清楚地告诉我们。就在这样的事情上面，必然发生的事情上面，人可以做向左向右做不同决定，而且产生不同结果的事情上，同样在神的掌管之中。
All right, let's look at that real quick, only because I think it's important scripturally. There are real if-then contingencies, and God uses those in how He orders the world.
因为我们说到这个刚才说的这个前提或者第二原因发生事情的时候，会有一种。
You have in your notes Jeremiah 18:1.
对不起，我慢了点啊。那个在这个上面有耶利米书。
Jeremiah 18:1-10. If someone would read that aloud.
能不能请哪一位把耶利米书十八章第一节到第十节读一下，在三页的中间。第五章第三页的中间。
耶和华的话临到耶利米说，你起来下到窑匠的家里去，我在那里要使你听我的话。我就下到窑匠的家里去，正遇他转轮做器皿，窑匠用泥做的器皿在他手中做坏了，他又用这泥另做别的器皿，窑匠看怎样好就怎样做。耶和华的话就临到我说，耶和华说，以色列家啊，我待你们岂不能照这窑匠弄泥吗？以色列家啊，泥在窑匠的手中怎样，你们在我的手中也怎样。我何时论到一邦或一国说要拔出拆毁毁坏我所说的那一邦，若是转意离开他们的恶，我就必后悔，不将我想要施行的灾祸降与他们。我何时论到一邦或一国说要建立栽植，他们若行我眼中看为恶的事，不听从我的话，我就必后悔，不将我所说的福气赐给他们。
Notice the if-then scenario in this scripture.
你看圣经里面这儿却用了假如，那么 有这样的前提和后果的 前因后果的条件。
If I decree to do evil to a nation, and then they repent, what will God do?
比方说神说，假如我要让灾难临到一国，那么他们会怎么做呢？
Yeah, he will relent, right? He will change what he was going to do to them.
那既然我已经警告他们，灾难会临到你们。那么他们会怎么做呢？他们就会悔改。
And Israel saw the opposite, what he says at the end, which is, if I promise to do good to a nation, but they refuse, I will ultimately bring destruction to them.
但是以色列人所看到的却正好相反。
Now, as good Bible-believing Calvinists, we need to take these verses seriously.
作为一个完全信靠圣经的加尔文主义来这里说，我们真的是要认认真真的对待这样的经文。
The confession is taking them seriously by saying God's providence includes contingencies.
所以，这个教理的作者们很严肃的说，神的护理之中 包括了前因后果，或者说有条件。
All right, so we're going to use the book of Jonah as a test case. Let me ask a simple question to begin.
那我们就用约拿书来做一个例子。我现在给大家出点问题。
Before the foundations of the world, in God's secret decree, had He decreed that He was going to destroy Nineveh?
在万事创造之前，神是不是已经预定了他要毁灭尼尼微？
We have some saying yes.
我重复一下，就是神是不是预定了他
？At this particular period in history, let me make that clear.
就是在当时的那个历史的时候，在尼尼微存在的历史上的时候，神是不是已经在创世之前就预定了要毁灭尼尼微？这就是我要问的目的。有人说是，有人说不是，要不然就没有意义了。
Now I'm going to jump to the end. The answer is no, but how come? How do I know that that's true?
当然，答案是神没有预定要毁灭尼尼微，为什么？因为最终没有发生。就是。
Yeah, because he did.
Go ahead.
So for instance, how can I know God's will for yesterday?
所以我们这样说，我怎么知道昨天神的预旨是什么？
因为发生过了，发生过了，发生过了，发生过了。
Yeah, I can read the newspaper, right?
报纸上看到的就是神的预旨。
But how can I know God's will for 3 o'clock this afternoon?
今天下午三点要发生的事情，神的预旨是什么？
不知道。
Yeah, I can't. Now that's important because that's at the very heart of what's going on here.
这就是这儿所谈到的中心问题。
Neither Nineveh nor Jonah knows God's secret decree.
尼尼微人约拿都根本不知道神。隐秘的旨意。
All they can know is his revealed will and the reality that if somebody repents, God will change.
他们所能够知道的是神显明的旨意。他们所能够理解的是谁悔改了，什么事情会发生。
So notice how God fulfills his secret decree.
所以我们可从这里可以看到神是如何来执行他的隐秘的旨意。
40 days and then comes judgment.
40天之后审判要临到。
That seems to be God's revealed will, right?
这看上去就是神显明的旨意。
And it is, it's true.
而且是真的，这个的确是神显明的旨意。
If Nineveh doesn't repent.
还有一个前提，假如尼尼微人不悔改。
But God uses that warning in history
神用这样的警告
to present a real contingency.
神用历史上这样的警告，发生在当时的警告
that ultimately drives the king of Nineveh to repent.
来使得当时尼尼微王知道有这样的一个前提，使得他悔改。
And to do so because he wants to.
他这么悔改的确是尼尼微王自己愿意做的。
Remember the king of Nineveh said, "Who knows? Maybe God will show mercy."
尼尼微王怎么说的？谁晓得呢？神会或许神会有怜悯。
What was Jonah's complaint at the end of the book?
约拿书最后，约拿在抱怨什么？
为什么把他们的名声看到？
Which was? What was their answer?
是，那个是，能不能刚才大家说想一点，刚才那个你有越南最后说的什么？他不满的是什么？
为什么神要反悔？为什么神要反悔呢？应该继续什么？
为啥不灭了这个？
Why God not destroyed it?
It's interesting. Let's go read his actual words. Because to us, as we're looking at it, did God change his mind?
在我们看来，神是不是改变了他的心思意？神是不是改变？在我们看来，
I want us to look at Jonah chapter 4,
约拿书第四章,
and beginning in verse 2,
第二节,
reading through verse 3, verse 4.
第二节到第四节, 约拿书第二章第四。
Someone read that for us.
请, 请来会读一下啊。第二到第四节。
就祷告耶和华说：“耶和华，我在本国的时候，岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他斯去。耶和华，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。”耶和华。
Now notice, we talked about immutability this morning. What does immutability teach us?
记不记得今天早上我们说过神是不变，神的不可改变性。
That God's nature never changes, right?
神的属性永远不会变，是不是？
And that is Jonah's complaint.
这就是约拿所不满的。约拿对神所说的就是你怎么不变？
He said, I didn't want to come because I know that you are immutable.
约拿的话的意思就是说，我不愿意到那个地方去，因为你不变。
You're always the same. You're always gracious. You're always slow to anger. And you will always change your mind when someone repents.
因为约拿知道，他说你总是那么有怜悯。一旦有人悔改，你就会改变你的主意。
Now notice, God is always the same in that he will always change when someone repents.
所以这里让我们看到的是神永远不变，神永远是神。一旦谁要是悔改，神就会改变他的。
And he has to change in order to always remain the same.
他的改变他的主意，他这么改变他的主意是因为要和他的属性不相违背。
Why do I say that?
为什么我们这么说?
Because the king of Nineveh changed.
为什么? 因为尼尼微王改变了。
And God always remaining the same must show mercy to those who repent.
因为神是不变的。But, 只要悔改,神就会向他
赐怜悯。So notice, God remains the same as man changes, but it appears to man as a change in God.
所以注意一下，神是不变的，但是对我们人来说，神在改变。
And God always brings about His perfect will in events that look as if He is changing according to the actions of men in the events.
而且更重要的是，更重要的是，神之所以按照人的行为改变他的主意。目的是还是为了荣耀他自己。
But why did Pharaoh repent?
那我们又回过来了，法老为什么不悔改？
He heard the warning,
他听到了警告。
And somehow his heart was terrified by the warning, and God granted him repentance.
法老听到了神的警告，他也。心里面的确是惧怕。他后面这句不是那个说法老，就是前面他问了一下，为什么法老听到警告不悔改？但是后面他这一半句话，因为他没有用那个代词，我翻错了。他说，但是尼尼微王同样听到了警告，他却悔改。
But as the king of Nineveh, all he could understand was.If I don't repent, judgment will come.
尼尼微王能够理解的是，我若不悔改，那么审判就要来了。
If I do repent, who knows? Maybe something will change.
那他的理解什么？如果我不悔改，灾难一定来。但是如果我悔改的话，我不知道，可能好事会来，可能神会使变。
And God used those means to bring about His perfect will.
所以神就用。这样的方式，这样具体事情所发生的这个前因后果，来实现他的预旨。
God will always have a genuine reaction to what he encounters in history and therefore it will appear as change to us, but it is him remaining himself.
所以一句话就是神在历史上所行的，在我们眼里看来经常的变，但是在他这位不变的神里面，在身上他所要所做的这些改变或者前提，都是为了完成他绝对不会改变的预旨。
Before Christ, we were children of wrath, and God was angry with us every day.
我们在耶稣基督钉十字架之前，我们的的确确是神的与神为敌，是应受惩罚。
And yet, at one point in history, when He sent His Spirit, we were granted a new heart, and God, remaining the same, loved us as we came to Him.
但是在历史的某一刻，神差遣他的圣灵，打开我们的心，使我们悔改信耶稣基督。他改变了，他不再以我们为敌，他。爱我们，把我们悦纳为他的儿女。
God has ordained to typically use means to bring about His holy decree.
所以说，神有预定，神不但预定了这个事的结果，神也预定了这个事所发生的过程。
So if God wants a sinner saved, what does He typically do?
所以。我们说，我们这样的问：假如神要救一个罪人，他会怎么做？
他会拯救到底。
先去传福音，完了之后就在圣灵里得救。
First, hear the word, hear the gospel. Then you will see the end.
Yeah, typically, there's someone somewhere who will pray for a sinner.
总是在某个地方有人为一个罪人祷告。
At some time in history, God will send someone to preach the gospel to a sinner.
然后，在这个地方，在某一个地方，总是会有传福音的人出现，对这个罪人传福音。
And sometimes they don't even believe the first time, correct?
常常发生的就是。这个罪人第一次听到福音的时候根本不信。
But think of all the events God used in your life, very normal relationships that eventually brought you to the faith.
其实我们每个人想象自己的经历信主的过程，都有大小各种各样的事情发生，最后使我们成为信徒。
Which is what makes our actions as Christians so important.
所以这一点来说，我们每一个人，每一位基督徒，我们的行为，我们的生活都很重要。
Now think of how strange that sounds.
这一点我们想一想，其实很难理解，很难的。
Because God is ultimately sovereign and ordains everything that comes to pass and watches over His creation, it is important that we act and do what He says, because that is how He typically brings about His will.
为什么说很难的、很重要的？这也是很重要，就是正因为神预定了办事，正因为神直接掌管办事，所以我们在我们自己身上，我们所行、我们所说的，非常重要。
So sovereignty, notice, undergirds our responsibility.
所以说，主权是我们责任的基础。
If we want people in China to be saved, what should we do?
我们愿意其他人得救，或者中国人得救，我们应该怎么做？
祷告。Yeah, the wrong answer is to say we just believe God is sovereign.
然后错误的说是，既然神主权的，那我们就相信神是主权就可以，神有主权。
But rather because we believe God is sovereign and can do anything He wants.
正确的是说，正因为我们信神是全权的，神是可行万事的。
We pray in hope, we preach in hope, and we have confidence knowing that the results are not ours.
所以，我们祷告，我们传福音，我们做我们所能做的，我们心里面充满了希望、盼望，神的旨意一定实现。
Notice then as we continue, how much does God control?
接下来我们看到神所这个护理施工所管理的到底到一个具体的什么程度。
This should answer some of the questions that came earlier.
希望这一段也能回答前面所出现的问题，大家所提过的问题。
One of those questions was, is God completely passive when it comes to the sinner and the condemnation?
刚才有一个问题已经提出来了，纸条上说神难道真的一点都对那个遗弃的人一点都没有干涉吗？
The answer to that question has to be no if we understand providence at all. God is never completely passive in anything.
假如我们能够真正理解神的护理之功的话，那么我们的答案对的，神的确是一点都没有。
All we mean by what we are stating concerning reprobation is that God does not have to do anything forcefully in order to bring about the rejection of the gospel.
这个什么意思呢？就是神不必故意的介入，让不信的人去不信，让他们继续行恶。神不必这么做，因为他已经预定，而且他的护理之功是万事发生。
That doesn't mean God does not act on the reprobate at all.
只是这并不说神真的就一点都不介入这个被遗弃的人的具体行为。
But he confirms what the reprobate already loves and believes by hardening him.
所以这里刚才说的这个神不介入是神不过是同意他们已经在心里面定义所要做的恶事不行。
But notice, God is active, no doubt.
有一点还是我们再要强调的，神是主动的。
But he is acting on one who is already in a fallen condition and confirming him over and over in that condition.
所以我们说的这个神的主动性，在那些被遗弃的人、不幸的人身上，是他们已经立志、已经决定不行。
And that differs from election in that we are not in a state of salvation, and God has to act in one sense, if you can pardon the expression, violently to take us from one state to another.
说到这一点，我们可以比较容易理解的就是在被拣选的人身上，神必须主动的，而且有时候是强加在我们身上，让我们悔改，让我们信他。
And so that is all we are saying by the difference between election and reprobation. It's not that God does not act at all. It's just the actions are different.
所以刚才就回答到这个问题，在被遗弃的人身上，并不是说神有袖手旁观，不过是神主动行事的方式不一样。对这两种人，神行事的方式。
And you will notice the verses that are listed there confirm that, and also it goes even so far to say that God often even punishes sin by adding more sin to the sinner, as we see in Romans 1.
就是后面这个教义上也列出来了，罗马书第一章里面所说的，神在这个不幸的人身上使他们的罪让他们继续的犯下去，更严重。
They've already sinned in one manner by rejecting him, so he gives them over to more sin, which will of course lead to further rejection of him.
他们已经犯了罪，神让他们继续的犯罪下去，按照他们自己所愿意，那他们就更不行。
So notice then, as we've already discussed, does this make God the author of evil? No, because he is not the actor of evil. He is not doing anything evil.
这就回到刚才，神是不是罪的来源？神不是罪的来源，
因为
神没有参与的罪。
Even when he ordains evil, his purpose is good, therefore his actions are good.
哪怕是神预定了恶事发生，神的目的是好的。
And yet we can say that the actions of men still find their cause in God.
然而。我们也同时，我们也说，神人所行的恶事背后有神的预计。
You will notice, even in the story of Job, the evil that was done to Job, you'll remember, he lost his family.
约伯记里面 发生在约伯身上的那些厄运厄事，他失去家人。
And it was clear that even though in that specific instance, it was Satan who requested the action.
在这件事情上面，约伯就告诉我们是撒旦提出的这个要求。
What did Job confess about that situation?
后来，约伯是怎么说的？
That it was the Lord who gave, and it was the Lord who took away.
施予的是耶和华。
And the next verse in that chapter says, and in all these things, Job did not sin with his mouth.
下面一句说，所以这一切事上，约伯没有犯罪，闭口，
没有一口
犯罪，就是他一点都没有在嘴上那个话语里面犯罪。
So Job's confession.Was of such truth that the scriptures back it up by saying Job is correct in his assessment of this situation.
所以圣经说，约伯说的对。
And yet, when evil actions take place by men, the guilt resides on them, even though it was ordained by God.
所以当恶事发生的时候，这个责任是行恶事的人，而不是神。
We've already looked at that in Acts chapter 2, and there are other verses there that confirm that.
刚才说的《使徒行传》第二章的所说的已经证明这一点。
But as it concerns the doctrine of providence, you'll notice that the doctrine of providence is to be for the church a great comfort.
所以我们同样前面的检讨一样，神的护理之功实在是对教会对我们是安慰。
That we can look at any situation in our life, whether good or evil.
我们看我们的生活中所发生的是好事是坏事。
And know that that situation has been filtered through the love of God for us.
这一切是发生我们的身上，已经是在通过神的爱这个角度上，我们知道都是出于神的爱。
And that while the particular circumstance might be evil in and of itself,
具体发生这个事情的这件事件本身可能是的确是恶事。
That God's solemn oath is that it is working together for our good and for our salvation.
神却起了誓说，万事相互效力，哪怕是恶事，也是为我们的益处，为我们的救恩。
And this is where faith is required.
而且这个是信仰对我们的要求。
For God does not tell us what is coming or how things are working together for good.
因为神没有告诉我们，预先告诉我们哪些事情发生是为我们的益处。
But He shows us the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但他圣经清楚地告诉我们，主耶稣基督在十字架上。
Where He confirms what He is willing to do to assure that we will be in His kingdom.
向我们确保，我们将属于他，我们将进入他的国度。
And as Paul says, if he did not spare his own son,
正如保罗所说的，他连自己的儿子都没有。
How will he not with him also freely give us all good things?
他难道不会给他们？对不起，这句《天路马斯大战》他们又没背出来。
不吝啬，
他神既不爱惜，
神既不爱惜自己儿子，我们舍了，也不把影响万物的那神明白了。
You remember, of course, probably the greatest story of providence in Scripture, the story of Joseph.
圣经里面最好的故事，说明护理之功的就是约瑟的故事。
Where his brothers did real evil against him.
他的哥哥们。真正的是行了恶对他身上。
But Joseph is able to see the truth of the situation that all of Israel was saved through the evil actions of men overseen by the goodness of God through providence.
约瑟能够清楚地认识到，在他哥哥在人蛇手里所行出来的这恶身上，却是神为了以色列的好处。
So did God ordain for Joseph to be thrown in a pit?
那么我们的问题是，神预定了约瑟被扔进那个坑里吗？
是。Yeah, did God ordain for him to be accused of seeking to commit adultery?
神是不是预定了 护卫长诬陷约瑟要有行奸淫。
Yes.
In order to save the whole of the nation, correct?
目的就是为了拯救以色列。
These things are easy for us to confess because we see the end.
因为我们已经在实际上看到最后的结果，所以没问题，我们都能理解。
What makes it hard for us to confess it concerning particular circumstances in the lives of people we know?
难的是我们周围的人，在他们身上发生的事情，我们实在没有办法理解。
Is that we don't see the end?
因为我们不知道结果。
But God has given us this revelation in order to assure us that our trust is to be in Him and not in our own wisdom.
神为什么这么做？神在圣经里面启示我们的目的。要我们信靠他。
Do you think Joseph's confession was the same a few years earlier?
你们认为约瑟后面这段就是第四十九章的上面的约瑟的这个新娘告白和他以前所说的是不是同样的？
You see, it was when all was said and done, he was able to see the work of God, and we need to trust that through the cross, these same sorts of answers are given to us, even though we can't see the end.
他的意思就是，约瑟只有在看到事情都发生了之后，那他哥哥来了，他已经成为宰相之后，他能够认清了这是神的美意，就像十字架已经发生了。
I have committed the unpardonable sin of the speaker. I've made you late for lunch, so we're going to close.
你看，我刚才我自己也犯罪了，让你们晚饭晚了点，我们祷告。
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would hide these things in our heart, that we might not sin against you.
我们这次啊，向你祈求祷告，把这些事情珍藏在我们心里。
We pray that you would bless the food we are about to receive to our bodies.
求你洁净桌上饮食，我们将要
And Lord, we give thanks for these gifts, knowing that it was your divine providence that brought them about in both their growing and in their preparing and in our digesting.
我们向你献上感恩，是因为你的护理之功，使食物生增长，使这些食品被买回来，能够。做成饭食，我们可以享用。
And so we thank you in the name of your Son.
所以我们这样的感恩是，以儿子的圣名。
阿门。